Sunday school. I asked a friend of mine to share with us this morning, Katie Gillespie. Some of you may know her. She's been here from time to time. And I was thinking of her, I think, preaching through 1 Thessalonians the last few weeks. And I can really relate with Paul in the joy of seeing God work in people's lives and seeing people respond to God and follow whatever he's asking them to do. And I see that in so many people. And Katie is one that I've had the privilege of seeing God just really work in her life the last couple of years. So I've asked her to share about that and also some of the things that she'll be doing this summer. Katie?
Good morning. Can you all hear me? Okay. I'm not good at speaking in front of people, so I'll try my best here. Rob asked me to share with you guys about me and my summer plans, specifically to starting tomorrow, actually. So I just finished my first year at Xavier University down in Cincinnati. I've lived in London my whole life, and so I guess I just want to share first with you my journey with Christ, specifically the past couple of years. So in high school. you know, it's typical for a high school student to be really busy, you know, sports, school, family time, and then hanging out with friends. Well, that was me. And then when I wasn't busy, so say like a Friday night, and say I didn't have anyone to hang out with, I beat myself up about it. I constantly would call myself a loser. I don't have any friends. And that was my mentality through a lot of high school. I just didn't have any confidence in who I was. But despite that, anyone could look at me. My parents, my friends, anyone at school, and they could be like, she has it all going for her. She is a straight-A student. She is captain of sports teams. She has good friends, you know, she has a great family, and she's a good Christian. You know, she goes to church every Sunday, she says her mealtime prayers, her nighttime prayers, and she is a youth leader. I belong to St. Patrick's Church, the Catholic Church here in London. And so anyone could tell me that my life was going great, but I didn't feel like that. I didn't have any confidence in my life. I still felt lonely. And I tried to hide it as best as I could. So things started turning around about the second half of high school, and I started becoming better friends with this girl on my softball team. She was the most confident, like, in a good way, not prideful, and giggly, and she loved who she was. She didn't try to fit in the in crowd. She didn't try to please anybody, and that's what I'd been trying to do my whole life, was to win the approval of everybody so that I could fit in. And I wanted what she had. She, I like to describe it, the term high on life. She loved who she was. She loved everything. I get, you know, she had her struggles, I think, too. But anyway, we even called her Smiley on the softball team. And so I started becoming better friends with her. I said, I want to know what you have. And so as I got to know her, I realized her answer was Jesus. She had a legitimate relationship with Jesus, and she was completely in love with him. And all of you know who this girl is. She's Larissa Swartz, and she really impacted my life. And she has really changed. That's why I'm here today. And seeing her just be in love with Christ is what changed my life slowly. So. She asked me one day if I'd like to go to a Bible study that her and her dad were starting up, and I was like, yeah, like, I want to, you know, I knew I needed something more with Christ. So we started a Bible study, and I did that for, 3 years, I guess, 2.5, and I slowly started growing, and this foundation was set deeper, figuring out who I was. And, you know, who Christ is in me. I still had my ups and downs. Senior year was a little rough. And so it wasn't until I got to college that this whole Jesus thing really, really clicked. So I got involved in this organization called The Navigators, which is a campus ministry group. And I had met a couple of really, really great friends who were in love with Christ. And then suddenly, just things started clicking. Everything that I'd built up here with the Bible study and with Larissa and other friends was just now clicking, and everything was falling into pieces. And I have gained this confidence now. Jesus has really showed me this confidence in who I am. And I remember one day, I was reading scripture, and I was just all by myself, and I thought, I need a legitimate relationship with Christ, and I never had had that explained to me throughout my whole years of growing up in church. And I decided to just fully surrender my life to God. And so I prayed and surrendered my life, and I just prayed that, you know, He take all of me and He fill up my loneliness that I'd had throughout high school, even though no one even knew. and just really, change my heart and complete it. So since then, through a lot of time and study and prayer and being with the Navigators and being with friends at school and coming back here and sharing with the Swartzes and coming back here to this church occasionally when I'm home, I've grown. And Christ has really just taken away my pain and my loneliness, and I know who I am now in Christ. And that's what I need is, and that's what we all need, is confidence, and not worldly things like that last song was talking about, not trying to win the approval of everybody else, but of Christ and who we are in Him. So that has all led to what I'm doing this summer. And I had this opportunity presented to me back in the fall of this program where you go live in Jacksonville, Florida for 2 months. And I was like, what? I would never do that. Like, that one cost kind of a lot of money. And 2 months, the only 2 months I'm home from school for the summer, that's not what I would do. So I accidentally saved this brochure. And then I found it one day. And I was like, why did I save this? And I was like reading the brochure. I was like, yeah, this would be kind of cool. And kind of coming at the right time of my life where I'm really growing a lot right now. And I could really use some more growth for the summer. And I thought about it a little bit. And then my spiritual director goes, so he came up to me personally. He was like, so my family's going to this program. We've never gone before, but we really want to go this year. And, I think you would love it down there. And I was just like, oh, gosh, I was just thinking about that. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't, be away for 2 months. And I think God might be calling me to this. So I prayed about it and a lot about it and fought a lot about it. You know, convincing your parents to go away for 2 months the only time you're home is a little hard. But it's happened. And tomorrow I'm leaving for Jacksonville, Florida for 2 months. And so this program, it's called the Summer Training Program, and I will be, luckily I'll have a part-time job. I got a job with a a day camp, daycare, so I'll be, during Monday through Friday, I'll work during the day, and then coming back to the University of Florida, where we will be staying. There's 150 other college students in this program, and we'll be doing Bible studies, getting discipleship tools, and then mostly it's focused on learning how to share our faith, kind of like what I'm doing now. I don't do this a lot, but I want to make disciples of all nations. And I want to share with people I don't know and people I do know back at Xavier, back here in London. I have a real heart for high schoolers here now because I know exactly how they felt, and I've been in those shoes, and I just want them to grow as well. So that's the main focus of the program, is learning how to share our faith, and we'll get that experience down there in Jacksonville. So I'm excited, and I had to fundraise. My living expenses cost $2,300, and my top goal was $4,000 so I could receive a stipend so I could pay for tuition and help pay for tuition stuff next year. So I had talked at St. Patrick's Church last weekend, and we had, I had donation cards and stuff and prayer cards, but they took them all. And I had sent out letters to my friends and family around the community, and I raised over $4,000. And I can't even say I raised it, because God just totally provided. There was a few nights where I was just scared to death. How am I going to raise $4,000 in 2 weeks while I was home? And it was amazing, really just overwhelming to see the support that people just wanted to give me. And again, out of nowhere, and it was totally God that just provided that and provided me a job to be able to work down there. So I guess I'm here, you know, to share with you again what I had gone through and what my spiritual journey is like. And just for I'd like to ask you guys to pray for me as I go down there for the next 2 months. It's not going to be all fun and stuff. Although it's going to be on the beach, it's not going to be all fun and games. I know I'm going to be pretty tired, and they kind of warned us about that. So I'd just like for you guys to pray for me, you know, that I have strength, and God just really shows up and allows me to grow so that I can pour out to people here in London and people at Xavier and just really carry those tools for the rest of my life. So yeah, I would like that. And I guess that's it. And oh, I guess too, I hope to be coming around here a lot more often. I wanted to thank you guys for making this church what it is, because I love it, and I like to find it kind of like home. So when I'm not at school and when I get back in August from Jacksonville, I'd love to come back here and share with you how my trip was, and just really show up around here, and I'd like to get to know all of you a lot better. So thank you.